This is a recording of ISIS International from the Global NGO Forum on Beijing Plus 15, held in New York in February 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
Disadvantaged by height. I want to speak standing, if you don't mind, Madam Chairperson. I don't think I have much to say, rather than start by thanking the organizers of this meeting to make it possible to be here for all of us, and in particular for looking me up in Africa, way back in Lake Victoria, in the islands which I now represent in my parliament. When I came in the hall, I wanted to greet everybody because I literally knew all of you. The only surprising thing is you have not Beijing plus five. It almost looks like Beijing minus 15. Beijing plus 15 looks like Beijing minus 15 on your faces. You look younger, and I'm very surprised. That's very encouraging. I know the reasons. It's because the candle that we lit in Beijing has not been blown out. All of us have continued in different directions to make sure that the Beijing platform for action and the declaration remains the document. And I think this is what has kept us young. This is what has kept us committed. And we've moved on personally or in groups to implement the platform. I have the following comments to make. One, I want to thank all the women and the men who were part of the process of Beijing. Those who are still alive and those who have gone before us, because they all put on a building blocks, very important for the changes and the development of women on this planet. For some of you, you remember that when we were preparing Beijing, I kept on saying, women are not invitees on this planet. We belong to this planet. That is the basis of my argument on the rights of women. We are not asking for the rights because it's a favor. In fact, we deserve it. And the only thing we are doing is making sure that people who had lost sight of this fact, particularly the men, and some women, because sometimes even women have made themselves victims by thinking we don't have rights. So what we are doing is putting back issues where they belong. And that's what I've been doing for the last 15 years. So when we left Beijing with a commitment for action, I thought I had to make some commitments. I had to show the way. So I jumped back into my national parliament. I said, where do I speak? I cannot speak on the corridors. I've done that in the UN. I've done it enough. I'm fed up. I have to be with the microphone in the parliament. And that's where I've been since we left Beijing. That's where I've been claiming the rights of the women of Tanzania. But when the Parliament of Africa was formed, the Pan-African Parliament, I said, if not me, who? And if it's not now, when? So I jumped into this parliament. And with the support of all the women and men of Africa, I became the first president of the Pan-African Parliament. I just finished my 5 years tenure of putting that new institution in place. And I'm looking around, most of you have done exactly the same. So what I want to say in this beginning plus 15 is that we've moved a long way. Take Rwanda. It is now holding the record for the majority of women in parliament, 57% in the parliament of Rwanda, they are women. So when we came to the Beijing conference, Africa looked like the most disadvantaged region. But today, as I state, it is holding records on several things when it comes to the right of the women to represent themselves in different areas. The African people have also demonstrated with their governments that it's possible to give space for girls' education as a matter of right. So as you walk along the continent of Africa, you find that many little school girls are in school. Almost many countries have reached 50-50 in primary schools. And we are still struggling to bring the 50-50 also in secondary schools and higher learning institutions. Without education, we cannot talk about the women's rights as human rights, because that is the labeling situation. I want to bring to your attention that some of the things which have not been done as stipulated in the platform for action is not so much the reluctance to do it, but the other factors which have developed in between. When we were in Beijing, we did not have the language of terrorism in our documents. But this is now a common word, terrorism. When we went to Beijing, we did not have the food crisis in the world. We did not have the oil crisis in the world. All this crisis. But I keep on reminding the women of the developing countries that for us, we have always been on crisis. When did we stop having crisis? One crisis today. So we should not be discouraged. Since we are on the right track, we should just keep on moving until we reach the target. The other thing which I want to bring to attention is the women of the world have changed because of the introduction of the computer. The accessibility of majority of many women to the computer and even to the mobile telephones, that has made a great change in most of the women. They are more connected without any gender bias. When you are on a computer, the computer doesn't know whether you are a man or a woman. So that has opened up the doors for the women. Just knock down your pen when you think my time is over. 2 minutes. I'm going to utilize them effectively. So, this is what I want to say. There are certain opportunities which have come up, but we also have lost some other opportunities. We have not maximized the movement for peace effectively. because the world is still grabbed by a lot of violence. Not only the violence of Banch has her own violence, domestic violence, but I mean the gun. The gun is still loud and clear in many parts of the world. Countries are using billions of the money which should have gone to the education of women, to the health of women, to go and buy guns. If we don't address that loud enough, and if we don't take action, all what we are doing will be rendered useless. Finally, I would like to say that in such gatherings, when we are marking 15 years after Beijing, I would like to use the African culture. 15 years of a girl, she has entered a new phase of life. And in many cultural practices, you just don't move in unceremoniously. It's marked by rituals. You are accepted in another group of life. So the Beijing platform is a girl old enough now to produce children, old enough now to be able to prepare herself for maturity. So as we look at this document, the questions we should be asking, how mature has the world become with that platform which we all accepted in Beijing? I want to tell you, I'm very strong. I'm still having another 15 years to go for the Beijing conference. Maybe another 30 years we might meet again in Beijing. And I don't mind being the Secretary General here. Thank you very much.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.